I have the date at home, but I don't have it in my head.
All right. Do you know how much education she had?
Well, she, just in grammar school, she was a good blueback speller.
Mm-hmm.
Speller.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a blueback speller?
No, I never did. I've heard of it.
If I hadn't given mine away, I'm a mother-in-law's and my mother's too. I've got either one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you start off with a page of that. It's a little different schooling now. One of them I remember started off with Baker. He spelled Baker and just go down the line, down the column.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling those things, and you spell it a little different. Baker, B-A-K-E-R, Baker, Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And words on like that. I don't remember the others. Well, mother could spell better after I finished high school than I could.
Really?
That's something I never could do. I didn't mm-hmm. study.
I can't spell very well. Some people are just naturally good at it, and other
That's
people
right.
aren't. Did she work?
She worked on the farm.
Okay.
And she was very alert. If she couldn't get some of the hands to plow our garden, she got her mule hitched it up and plowed herself.
Did she? Ooh, that must have been hard to do.
Well, it's easy if you know how.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess she knew how after having done it. How much have you traveled during your life?
Not very much.
Well, you said you'd been to Chicago. Where else have you been?
Well, I've been in practically all the states. A lot of people have been further around the teacup hunting and handling. I've been away from home.
Well, in going to all the states, has this been business or pleasure?
Well, mostly visiting my children.
Oh, how many children do you have?
I have nine, and they're all nine married. Gives me nine in-laws and outlaws. They produce me 46 grandchildren, and from the grandchildren I have 23 living grandbabies, which makes me a total of 69 grandchildren.
My heavens.
One dead.
Oh. Well, some of them must live in the same states, then.
At one time, I had them nearly all over the world.
Mm. In other countries, too?
I had one of my boys was in Germany, and one was later on was in Korea, near about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And well, let me tell you where they live now, and they've all cut back home.
Okay.
Well, I have two lives here in town,
mm-hmm.
or close to here. One baby lives in Bear Creek. She's 40 years old, and she's a health nurse, one of the health nurses of Winston County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then my baby boy lives here. He's runs a Hilton Communication. He's a Motorola man.
Mm.
And then the next one lives in Fort Myers, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest girl lives now in Fort Myers. She moved from Miami up there.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in West Hollywood there in Miami. Then I have a girl in Birmingham in Midville.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one boy in Springdale, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
J.I. Jr., we call him Buck. Then I have two boys and one girl around Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The girl lives in Wheaton, Illinois, and her husband's been a buyer for Sid and Roebuck for, I'd say, probably 30 years
mm-hmm.
or more. Then my oldest boy lives in Chicago, and he's in the transportation or chartered bus. Last time I was up there, I didn't get to see it. I got a picture of it. One of his buses